cure, although Kaz never used words like cure. He wore funky sweaters and let her call him Kaz, but he was old school inscrutable, to the point where Sasha couldn't tell if he was gay or straight, if he'd written famous books, or if, as she sometimes suspected, he was one of those escaped cons who impersonate surgeons and wind up leaving their operating tools inside people's skulls. Of course, these questions could have been resolved on Google in less than a minute, but they were useful questions, according to Kaz, and so far, Sasha had resisted. The couch where she lay in his office was blue leather and very soft. Kaz liked the couch, he'd told her, because it relieved them both of the burden of eye contact. You don't like eye contact? Sasha had asked. It seemed like a weird thing for a therapist to admit.
I find it tiring, he'd say. This way, we can both look where we want.
Where will you look? He smiled.
You can see my options.
Where do you usually look when people are on the couch?
Around the room, Kaz said. At the ceiling, into space.
Do you ever sleep?
No.
Sasha usually looked at the window, which faced the street, and tonight, as she continued her story, was rippled with rain. She'd glimpsed